January 13, 2026. This meeting is being recorded, and I'll call a meeting to order. And the whole purpose of today is to do our annual budget. Does anybody have any additions or deletions before we start? All right, we'll get started on the budget. So, let's go to the auditors.
I think that one's probably good as is.
Okay, no change. The listers.
I think we should keep it as it is. I was telling Aaron that the state this year mandated that the listers have a certification, so the new listers might need to be trained. And so the additional monies that wasn't used for 2025 might be needed for 2026 for their training.
Do you want to leave that at 5,000, or do you want to up that?
I think we could leave it at 5.
Okay. Selectmen will stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
3,000. Town clerk, treasurer, and assistant. So I make a motion that we give our town clerk $1 an hour and make that pay raise effective as of January 1st, 2026.
Seconded it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Elections. We will have elections.
What are we doing with that annual amount?
What's that?
For the town clerk and treasurer, do you want to change that annual amount?
Yeah, how much will, do you know how much that will be right off the top of your head?
Well, that's 40 times 365.
It'd probably be like an extra $750 a year.
So change it to, we can change it to 28.25. Is that right?
What? Can I buy me again?
We probably can just put it at 28 because I've had Judy do some work this year and
okay.
I don't know that she's turned my hand on that anyway.
Okay. Put it in at 28.
Elections.
Good.
We will have primary, so mm-hmm. That's good. Townwide stats, maps, update.
Well, the other thing that I was addressing at the last meeting, as far as the mapping goes, we had gotten a quote that was above what we were expecting, but then I also reached out to the state if there was any other companies that could do this for us. So I'm still researching that. I think what he gave us is a little too high, so I'm going to keep looking.
What did he give us?
Was it 9,000?
Just under
10 grand. Yeah, it was like
96.30. We had talked about at the meeting how much?
We didn't know.
Oh, we didn't know. We were waiting for him to come back.
We're still waiting on that.
That doesn't count the annual thing going forward.
Right,
it was
going forward
projected to be $700 a year.
Yeah, and he did.
That was just to get started.
Yeah, and he did email me back as far as the annual going forward, and he thought it'd be about $700.
So staying with that.
But the initial setup and everything, it was close to $9,000, or over $9,000. Yeah. So I contacted the state to see if they know of any. I said we're a small town. We've got a budget, and so he gave me a few other names, and I'm looking into that.
So you think $7,500 would be safe? As a start, or what?
Yeah. Do you guys think that's all right?
Well, we're not gonna. No, obviously, we didn't expect $10,000, and that's what he came up with. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether you put in 10 in case we have to call that guy back, or and have something less if we can find somebody less, but that's kind of a hard one.
So, the one that you got the bid from, or the price from, they're the ones that said it would be $700 a year
going forward, but
progressively
it was the initial setup.
Right,
there was initial
setup
charge,
but you don't know if the rest of these companies will do it yearly or not.
I think they all pretty much do it the same. They have a yearly charge after the fact. It's just how they go about the initial setup and stuff.
If we put it in at 10, that would still
cover us.
We could, and if we could get it for 7,000 or whatever, that would still cover our next 2 or 3 yearly.
Okay. Yeah.
We wouldn't have to budget anything the following 2 or 3 years.
Well, the budget renews every year because we roll all of our extra or shortages into the next budget. So you would still have to budget it. But it's like this year. Last year we budgeted $5,000 for this map project and we never used it. So the surplus for that town expense will roll into this budget. So that's $5,000 less that we'll have to. Anyway.
So on a one-time basis, we sort of had 10. Last year's 5,000 we didn't use.
Yeah, so if we budget 10, it's kind of more like we're budgeting
five.
This year, not every year.
Hopefully.
Or we could go 75. I don't care which.
So basically, if we do 75, you're telling me we got 12.5 in there if we do 75?
Yeah, kind of like.
Kind of? So we do 75, if we got 12.5 in there, that will cover our expenses for now. Let's see what this other thing brings, I would think.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to do?
I will already be rolling over. So if you put in 72.50, it's like we're only putting in 22.50.
Right.
Probably safe to do the 10, and then because really it's only costing us 5 this year. Yeah.
And if we have to fall back to that,
and if there's extra, that's
person.
Great.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I say let's go 10.
That guy came from
he's
doing some other work for us.
So we actually got 15.
A little bit of other work for us ahead of time, right?
All right.
And just quoted us $10,000.
Because we didn't use
He was
correct.
So it's back in the budget.
Right.
And then we asked for how much if we took it all over, or do I not understand?
No. He is someone else. The initial company that we contracted with the maps, they didn't come through in a timely fashion. So I reached out to this other company. They haven't done any work for us yet, which is why that setup charge is so high, because they need to, It's kind of, you know, I think it's like an auto, if I'm understanding, it's like an AutoCAD program. So he's got a copy of our maps, and to put it into a program, a computer program, I'm assuming.
We'll throw in 10, and we'll be good. The website and IT services?
That should be fine as is.
Has 1,000 mean not?
Yep.
The fixed charges include the South Kirby Schoolhouse.
I don't know how that came in under, but it looks like we're probably good to leave it at 40.
Sounds good.
Are we in a position to reduce any of these things going forward?
I probably wouldn't reduce that because it's going to be all
electric
year.
Electric bill, heat.
Everything that goes up. Yeah.
Fixed charges, town.
That's all the bills for
electricity,
heat, internet.
Insurance. Bond, property, townhouse, and...
So I kind of had a discussion with Jeff about this the other day. He wanted to know why it was budgeted so high, and then there was only like $4,300 in expenses. But if you look at the highway insurance, that's... that one's over. $5,200.
Where's that?
Down here.
The town insurance... The town insurance had like $13,000 extra in it, but then the highway insurance was $5,200 over. So we were talking like funds need to move. So maybe if we brought, I think we decided that the town insurance would make sense at $6,000, right? And then the highway at $30,000. So instead of 37.5, it'll be 36,000, but it'll just be in the right categories. So town proposed insurance would be 6,000.
6,000.
And then if you go down to the highway insurance,
add 10,000.
It was at
to
20.
That.
We're gonna put it at 30 because it was over like 5,200. And the whole mess is coming down 1,500, but it just looks weird.
So
but the way that they send the insurance bills, it's not always clear if town or roads
that
should be
30,
paying
right?
for certain things.
Yeah.
So
what if we decide for highways and
highway insurance $30,000 and then town insurance is $6,000.
Right.
Legal expenses.
I think in a normal year, that $3,000 is plenty. Last year, we had a lot of bond bank closings.
We're going to have some with the highway, project stuff as far as DeCarlo's.
Moving that road, yeah.
DeCarlo's Atwell will be involved in that. When the job closes down and there's a final redoing of the deed or whatever. But that would still only be a one-shot deal. None of the other projects are going to involve legal opinions that I'm aware of at this point.
So the $3,000 should cover that.
Do you know we have another Airbnb permit coming through? Hopefully it won't be a
nightmare like the last one.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not gonna say that on the record, but yeah. Owner doesn't live in town, so is the part that I see that I hope doesn't become an issue. So I don't know.
Who's doing that, Airbnb?
The You know where Stan Bartlett is up on Locust Ridge?
Yep.
His nephew just bought his house.
Oh.
And the nephew's from, boy, I don't know.
Not here.
I talk to him a lot to not know where he's from, but he doesn't live here. And mm-hmm. I mean, as soon as I got that property transfer, he's like, how do I rent this as a short-term rental? And I'm like, here you go. So.
Well, I know.
Hopefully all will be well, but that's kind of a trouble spot, that road.
So aside from Clark Atwell's stuff, $3,000 was covering things, or up until that point?
I mean, it. I think we went over the year that we dealt with Todd Gloa on his...
We did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, way over on that one. I was thinking that was last year. That's actually the year before.
Yeah,
that's
the year before. I don't know. So do you think you need to up it to $4,000? Or?
I do. I think we should go at least $4,000. His Clark's prices didn't come down at all this year. So.
$4,000.
$4,000?
Printing ads and notices?
I would say that one needs to go up to $1,500.
$1,500?
Yeah. I do think that was a heavy year, but every year there's more delinquent taxes, and you have to advertise that stuff for 3 weeks in a row, and it's, this year we had to do, like, the dog policy change, and, yeah, anytime there's anything for special considerations.
Yeah. Town hall expenses?
Looks like that one might be okay to go down to $3,000.
And
so what's the difference between fixed charges slash town and then town hall expenses if we raise the other stuff because we were worried about how much heat and electricity and whatever it's going to cost?
Hall expenses are...
Not this. Well, it says heating, fuel, electric. So.
It does include fuel for the hall. Also includes... Yeah, it doesn't. I don't include electric in that. My electric is in my fixed charges. Also includes, like, setup for town meeting, like, if we need any stuff, like, the time you replaced an antique doorknob out there, that's hall expenses, because it's separate from stuff in here.
Miscellaneous town includes fire costs, training.
I'm sorry, but I didn't hear what we did with
3,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the miscellaneous town, I did some figuring on. That number is not accurate. The 9,353 is not accurate. The actual number for the year is 2,393.82, which puts it about $400 over budget. Instead of $7,350.
So, go $2,500?
Yep.
Do you feel good about your analysis of the 93?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I went through my QuickBooks account and took out the things that we shouldn't be counting, like rebates on overpayments of taxes, stuff that was reimbursed through FEMA, stuff like that.
Fire charges. We need to leave that bit the same.
Mm-hmm.
So that one 2-hour brush fire in Granby last year cost the town of Granby about $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, between the six fire departments that they rolled to Granby. So that's all it takes, 2 hours. Spend that $10,000. So.
So we got 19,130 for a fire.
Typically.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, I don't. What do we have? We had one call for $100 last year.
That could change overnight. So.
So we just leave it be.
10,000. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Town official supplies.
So this one did go over, and like normally the office supplies you think of as like printer paper, postage stamps, stuff like that, but QuickBooks falls under this. And QuickBooks cost us $3,700 last year, which is absolutely ridiculously insane. But this is the account that that comes out of. So I do think we have to go up on this.
As opposed to...
That's $700 every year for QuickBooks? Is that yearly? How much?
$3,700.
Yearly?
Yeah, there's like a $1,200 one-time fee, and then it's like $205 every month.
I see.
Which I think the $205 probably is actually going up a little, because we rolled years. I just think that's insane, but I don't know any other to get around that.
Yeah.
Wanda had told me that there's like a QuickBooks online. I have desktop. And she said there is an online one, but she said like if you have a problem, it's way harder to fix. There's less.
So what do you want to do there? $7,500?
Yeah.
Appropriations.
I think that can probably go down to
$7.
$7,000.
I'm good with $7.
You gonna vote at town meeting, Keith?
I don't know. And the sheriff contract did go up, so. And who knows what they'll bill us. They'll bill us accordingly.
Well, according to the contract, the most they can bill us is the $5,760.
Right. So.
Okay.
And you can see we saved a little bit of money last year. So. Planning Commission, Zoning Board.
I think that's probably okay to drop a little. I think it used to be like $3,500, but it went up because they were planning a big project where they like sent zoning regs to everyone in town, but that's done. So really, I feel like the only thing it pays for is their secretary to do minutes. I mean, I guess if they had anything controversial and their legal fees could come out of their budget. So that could also be why that's up at 5.
So should we take that down to 35?
I think so.
Back to that sheriff's thing. That's the contract we pay you now. $5,760.
Yeah, remember they went
regardless.
$60
yeah, that's
bucks
what, yeah.
An hour. So
that's a guarantee what they're getting?
No. They get.
They bill us by
hourly,
the hour.
Okay.
But they can only do what, 10 hours a month or something.
I see.
That's the maximum that we will pay.
Right. Okay.
But if they're only here 2 hours, they only bill us for 2 hours.
Right. Okay.
And that's why you see the 14, 12.
Yep. Okay.
Records preservation. Good.
I think that's good.
New equipment. Town.
I'd like to keep that one the same, too. I don't usually use it, but this time I don't have it, I'll need it.
You'll need it.
All right, let's do some adding. We're going to do that now. Keep going.
Well, okay, take a break, add it up.
My good calculators are out with the honors.
Off the top of your head's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in my truck. This is a nice phone. I kind of like this.
I'll take it.
Keep playing around up there.
Up there with no chain.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Hazel. Oh. Looked like something I might have done. That's what he was getting at.
Yeah, right. Wrong side of the road when the automatic gate stopped working.
Dude, we've had three right on, like the old Cody farm.
Is that right?
Right in the same tracks. They just keep going a little further.
So how do you hit equal on here? Equal? I just added them all up and then just hit equal or what?
Yeah.
Invalid format used.
What?
And that's the last one. I did them all. I hit equals and it wouldn't do it.
There's nothing else. Hopefully you don't break it and kill it. I don't know.
I just hit that there and close that there.
You piece of bastard. One of them was Randall's kid. Was the it? Last one.
Yeah.
He went in the furthest.
So you don't like that phone now?
No. But they fixed that corner.
I do now. 141,963, is that what you came up with?
I got 141,960. Where'd you get that? $3?
No, I don't know what.
Oh, it's that little 3 on the end. If you delete that $3, then we agree. 141,960.
Yep, you're right. 141,960.
Yes. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, that will be, yeah.
Taking that miscellaneous town is what did that. I was trying to look and see.
Oh, yeah.
How it could be less from 144 to 149.
The yep, insurance, see. Town insurance, yep.
All yeah, right. Got that goddamn road. It curled right the wrong way.
Yeah. You can see what they were trying to do was shed the water.
I do too.
Sorry, but. You can bring it back a little bit next spring. They put quite a cap on it. What are you going to do? If you don't get rid of the water, we'll end up with the rats. Better than what it was. Or you're right down the river.
Well, it's going to slow down.
That's, what's that mean?
You can't do that.
Two of the people live on the road. They went off. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, highways. Deposit to the equipment fund.
I'm not sure if that's that annual $15,000 or if that's like our equipment. So we just always keep it the same?
Mm-hmm.
I think it must be that $15,000 for the end of the year.
All right.
Because
diesel.
If I look at what the equipment has cost us over the year, it's like over $30,000. So keep that at 15.
Yeah. Diesel fuel and oil.
Not going over. So.
No.
This year, probably a little more.
Think we could bring that down to like 22?
Yeah, I think so. That hasn't changed.
You want to bring it to 22?
22.
Fixed charges on the highways.
We might want to bump that up a little. That's like his electric. His cell phone, that kind of stuff.
Go to like 14?
Yep.
14?
14,000.
14?
Yep.
Garage expenses.
Now that's a heating.
So I guess this.
Yeah. His garage. No, because
that's diesel fuel and oil. Yeah, but oil. Heating fuel oil is what heats the garage.
Right, diesel fuel and oil is the garage heat and his truck fuel. So fixed charge is highway. Let me look it up and see what else I've got to do.
So that mean? The oils, did you change the oils?
Oh, that's all of our taxes.
Not the fixed charges.
So that's highway fixed charges?
No. We had put that at 14. We dropped down to the garage expenses, which said heating, fuel, and electric, and we just dealt with diesel fuel and oil up above.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to...
No, I don't use that for fuel or electric.
Well, I just... We're 1,000 over, but...
Well, we can go 8,500, whatever
garage
we spend.
Garage expenses I use for... when... Like when John has time, like fixing something in the garage, or
then we have a door we had to fix.
Like the foam board for
didn't we have to fix
stuff?
A door this year?
Drainage for around the pad.
Yeah, no, we replaced the big door.
A lot of that was one-time expense, right?
Yeah, the foam board was 3,100 and the drainage was 200, so like 3,500 of that is stuff that won't come back.
Right. So you could probably leave it if it's 7,500 then.
I think so.
Yeah, not going to have that again.
Right.
Right.
75 it is. Vacation, holiday, sick pay.
Now, this is higher because it rolled over to this year?
Yeah, but you still have some rolling over. I mean, you used a lot.
Yeah.
Last summer, but you still didn't use it all.
No. So is that why it's higher? Is that... Because I didn't use any the year before.
Right, and I think last year we just kept it the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it should come out about the same.
Just leave it as is.
Mm.
Well.
So before we do that,
mm-hmm.
Let's make a motion to give our roadman a $1 an hour raise as of January 2026.
Seconded it.
All in favor?
All
right. All
right. So we can leave that at 12. We don't need to drop that, and that should cover that.
Okay. And is it, well, I mean, it's a little late to be asking now, but last year, it's in our, like, employee policy that John's not supposed to carry any hours over to the next year. Mm-hmm. But because he built up so many in 24 that he couldn't use, you guys voted to let him use them in 25. And though he used a lot of them, he mm-hmm. still had some rollover for 26. Can we just verbally say that that's okay for...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it. It is what it is. He earned it.
Right. Yeah, we're not taking it away.
No, we
ain't doing that.
So.
Well, there's not too much left. Brittany, you got it. Not a lot of time to do it.
Exactly.
Should get better. A little better. Not a lot. So. Good.
The municipal road grants permit. Good. 1,000. Okay, miscellaneous highway includes use
totally
of personal
vehicle.
This one was totally not accurate because I put a lot of FEMA expenses into it that we don't show reimbursement for, even though we do have the reimbursement. So the actual amount that has come out of that account is $1,219.42. So I think normally we're good to keep it at 5,000. It just looks really bad because I had to use that to put some stuff through last year.
5,000 and we only spent 1,200?
Well, John's, all of John's personal highway stuff is not in this one because I messed up and only paid him his truck mileage. I missed his hours for his tractor and his backhoe. So this would have been like $3,000 higher had I done that correctly.
All right, $5,000.
Shop supplies.
Pretty damn close.
I feel like that one always goes a little over.
Yeah.
And everything's getting more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You got $6,500 on that?
I think it was.
65?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do I hear 7? 8?
I mean, I feel like I got 7.
You know, huh?
John didn't name his price. I said I'd go 7. No? You think 65 is enough?
I don't think so. Yeah. $330.
That's like one battery.
No. It don't matter.
Oh, it's a
battery for.
Yeah, we got new equipment out there.
Well. Probably wouldn't hurt to go a little more. I just paid $250 a piece for a battery.
Is it seven then?
Seven.
Go to seven. And I got a 2017 truck that's never been replaced. Any batteries.
Road supplies.
That looks pretty. We bought a lot of cones here a few years back and sawings anyway.
Mm-hmm. You did not get your full amount of chloride this year, right?
Went over. What do you mean, full amount?
This year, I didn't think you got as much chloride this year, did you?
No, I usually use about 5,000 or 6,000 gallons, and I ran out because it was so dry. Because
chloride is your biggest expense in your road supplies category. And there's
a 3/4 of a tank out there full.
So if it was 12 instead of 18, I feel like a chloride bill is $5,000, right?
Every time, yeah.
So should we keep it at 18?
Keep it at 18?
I would keep it at 18 myself.
As we're getting drier summers. And,
We didn't use it, so there.
Greater expense? What are we going to need? Anything?
No, I got.
Unless it breaks.
Unless it breaks, and then you know how that goes.
So, but leave it at 10?
Leave it at 10.
Loader expense?
It's getting old. That's a 13.
Leave
that
it and hold.
We had to put the turbo on, right, John?
Yeah, we just put a electronic switch in it too.
Did we do the turbo last year or the year before?
2 years ago.
No, okay, that's why it doesn't show.
Leave it at 18 and hope for the best.
Just hope for the best. Yep. And
truck expenses.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a hit this year because I'm on my third set of chains.
And this number is really low because John didn't really do anything this summer, right? Like if you had ditched or hauled more or something, this truck charges would have been a lot more.
So we'll just leave it. New equipment, roads.
What does that mean?
It's like if he needed a chainsaw or like that wash station or something new for the garage.
Everything's working. I don't see any chainsaw is the only thing that's annoying. It's too damn.
So if we needed a new furnace or something, that's what that would come out of?
Is this one,
or not? That's just for the roads? How does that work?
If it was the garage furnace, I think it would come out of there, I guess it would have to, because in here it would have to come out of town hall expenses or miscellaneous town expenses.
Yeah, but I think I'd leave it.
Leave it.
Better off to have more than not enough.
Leave it at 5?
Yeah, leave it at 5. Winter maintenance.
We're down pretty good there, but.
Yeah, it looks good.
The only thing was the tail end of last winter, basically March, we lost all the snow.
And got hammered
then
in February.
Then it carries into the beginning of, you know, December and whatever.
Me taking care of that road last year, did that come out of winter maintenance?
Probably, yeah.
Probably did, didn't it?
What was that, Mike?
If we dropped that to
when
one...
I did that road last year, if that came out of that winter maintenance.
Yeah,
if we took that number down to 110...
The end of the road and found the road when the bridge weren't open?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
We're way, way under that number.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could just take $8,000 out of that...
Leave it at 110.
Leave it at 110.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say, okay, 65,000. I don't want to take it down like that. But if we knocked it down to 110, that would leave us $8,000 in that and make it look a little bit better.
Yeah.
And so if we go to like 110.5.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does that cover, though, that winter maintenance? What does that cover as far as the money goes?
Did you say 100 or 110
or 110.5?
100. He said 110.
10.
And
went to 110.5.
Well,
that
covers the sand.
Still, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, what does that cover, winter maintenance, as far as?
Sand, tarp, John's time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really mostly his hours spent working on the roads. Yeah.
Right.
Should come down farther than 110. I mean, part of what I...
I don't know, though, because this year we're getting a lot more snow than last year, right?
Well, I don't know. My, you know, December on my books looks... I'm about $500 off.
Really?
What would I do? If we don't use that money, though, it's always there, right? We can always roll it over to something else, or not?
Stuff can't roll from account to account.
You can't?
No.
Really?
I would just, if we...
Went down 84.
If we took 8,000 out of it, it would just make the rest of the highway budget look a little bit better. And we shouldn't go over that.
Well, we should have quite a bit left in here from last year if we can't take it out of the account. We can only use it for winter account, right? Is that what you just said?
So, it doesn't roll from year to year.
No. Oh, it doesn't.
Everything zeroes out at the end of the year.
Mm.
And it just goes in like as a,
yeah,
like
we
a
don't.
Surplus gets added into...
Yep.
I just
think it's added into the budget. So the surplus from last year will bring down our budget for this year. But it's not always.
I just don't think 8,000 is enough when essentially we've almost got double budgeted for what we spent. Even if you spent more, even if you spent 75, if you were at 100.
You want to bring it down to 85?
I just feel like any place that we can to lessen the tax impact to everybody, we don't have too many categories where we've been able to do that.
Right.
And in this case, I think we have enough enough overage in there instead of carrying it into next year. don't know.
I'd like to put a little more money into the resurfacing part and then steal from the maintenance part.
Where did you resurface?
Right below it.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
so we
John
could.
Was saying that he hardly did any culvert work, hardly did any gravel on the roads and stuff like that. Obviously, some of the road work that's going to occur this year is going to be FEMA paying for stuff.
Right.
But
we brought it down.
I agree. We're already $5,000 or $6,000 over in that category, and we didn't really spend any money. So if we're, say, 85 or 90 on the winter maintenance, then we can
roll that into the other.
Put right. some on the other side where we are
need
short.
It. Right.
Yeah. If it has to stay in the budget in the right place, then...
You want to go 85, John, on that? You all right with that?
Yeah, I think we'll do
the winter maintenance?
We're going to need it on.
85.
Culverts.
What did we end up with?
85,000.
85?
Yeah.
That's for winter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I would add...
Then the general highway maintenance.
To that.
We could add 10 in.
Gonna be more expensive.
More than that.
Yeah. Do more than that because yep. we're hauling that further and we don't,
yeah,
don't have any confidence in what we got in town here.
Don't spend no money on our road, save
it. I'd go 20.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
I would.
At least.
Go to 135.
I would. Yeah. 135, Jeff, on
135
that.
135
total. Yeah. That'll
yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
Have.
And then there was
even with some little material on.
There.
Pretty thin, boys.
Add them up.
Yeah, we're going to get a pressure.
There you go. How do you get to your calculator there, buddy?
Okay. You just passed away.
No more smoke.
Yeah. Not even dead.
Have you had cancer?
Yeah.
Friday?
Really?
I found him dead, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
His heart.
Oh. Does class 4 need to come up, John, or just keep it at 35?
We're adding these up here first, Jeff, what we just
I'm sorry.
Did. We're going to add this up right here on the first page. I think.
The first item in the second page carries over.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of your calculation.
Oh, yeah, class 4. Leave it the same.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
We got three more there after that. So.
What was the final number on the last?
What was I here? I don't know. Class 4.
I got the winter one, but I didn't get general
highway. 135. And we left class 4 alone?
Yep.
Yep.
3,500. Yep, okay. Now we're
pretty quick with those fingers over there, ain't she? A little quicker than me on that.
having done it twice.
Come on, you
guys. I've had lots of jobs working in a calculator.
Did I do that before?
Imagine that. I didn't think so watching.
Are you sure? Come on. I come up with
396,803.
I've got 396,800. You're right. For some reason, that when I do that calculation and I hit that thing right here, it hits the three. So always remember that. It says calculation, you hit it, and it hits the three. 396,800, right?
Yeah.
396,800.
And what about the mother, like, the that's it for that, and then we just start over,
that's
right?
That's the end, and then we've got the cemetery.
Well, we know a cemetery mowing has gone up. But I'm not sure what that $1,000 from miscellaneous would ever be used for. Well, I guess the markers, right, Keith?
So where were we last year on that,
right? Yeah.
Keith?
Yeah.
Where were we last year on this total figure? It's all scribbled out, but I don't know. That's what I'm. So 310, 651, is that right?
I remember 2 years it was almost no change. Last year was.
It wasn't changed at all until this year.
Correct.
That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Yes, because she made an error back here, so she corrected the total there.
Right, you got 310 or 390?
310.
So we're
20,
so we're $86,000 more?
Yeah, I didn't
how
get
did we
I
come
didn't
up,
get
how did we come up with $86,000? I don't see where we did that.
We debating the 396,800?
Well, no, we got 396,800, and then she's got penciled in 310,651 is where we were for budget last year. Is that right?
Yeah, but that's because of the 410 FEMA thing there, 400, right?
Yeah, if you deduct, that was our total expenses at the end of the year, but when you deduct that 400,000 that I put in the miscellaneous highways, the amount that we actually really spent was 310,651.
Okay. So we have a okay.
It's just an artificial wrong place to put the expenses for the time being. Because we're trying not to pay the stuff just yet. Sort of.
So we're on pretty good budget with that 396,800 then. To normal. Okay.
Well, I can tell you here what our total highway budget was for last year. Proposed highway budget was 370,300.
So we're up.
So we're up like 26,000.
Yeah.
And everything's gone up, so it's right. Don't
okay.
So are we still going over that, or we started the cemetery?
No, I think we're going to start on the cemetery.
So, I guess. Yeah, the mowing went up.
Mowing went to the free mark, and I don't know that they would stay the same, to be honest with you, whether 3,500 would be a just in case or.
They went up 500 last year, right?
Actually, yeah, they didn't go up at all for the 2 years previous, and then last year they went to $3,000.
Correct.
Yep, it was 3,000 this year.
I don't think they'd stay the same. I don't think they'll go up another 500, but maybe. I don't know.
I would say we could take it up $500. $3,500. So you don't know what that miscellaneous 1,000 is?
Well, The only thing that I can think of that it would be useful for is if you want any more markers put in or fencing or something like that, because
so
the lot prices pay for perpetual care and burials pay for themselves, so there really shouldn't be anything else.
So I thought we had $3,500 budgeted for that. I guess not. That's why I had Mike do those markers for me, because he said he could do them for $450.
We did. We had... Well, actually, I didn't take them
out. I was going to say, there's no expense here at all.
Yeah. I must have taken that out of something else. I did pay the bill.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want any more markers there, or it's done now? There's none in South Kirby, though, right?
No. This one's the hardest one, but that's why I thought I knew we spent $3,000 on mowing, and I was thinking we had $500 more to.
Right.
So
I mean, technically,
what's
the
cookies for?
I must have taken it. So I must have put that in the town expense instead of the cemetery.
So that $1,000 is miscellaneous cemetery expenses.
500? None.
That's what was budgeted, but I didn't use anything out of it.
Right.
You're right. The 450 should have come.
No, Rick Lawrence, it does it.
So I would just leave it, and then that way, if I want,
I
have Mike do some more markers.
Who was that?
Rick Lawrence. Does it
leave it at $1,000? Yep.
No.
I can have that one in my head.
$4,500.
Calculator necessary.
Mike won't have $4,503 over his
head. No, I won't. No.
Now it's the big number.
I ain't even going to add them up because I'm going to have $3 more, so I'm just going to wait for her.
Cemetery budgets are $543,260.
$543.
Which is less than was proposed for 2025.
Right. $543,260, you said.
Yep. And less revenues. This is hard because the state aid to highways, I think, really depends on the federal government, doesn't it? Don't they give that money to Vermont and then Vermont decides how they divvy it up to us?
Yeah.
So I hate to assume that we would get any more than we got last year.
Yeah, I wouldn't assume nothing from the state.
Right.
Yeah.
So just plan on 25 and hope we actually get that.
Well, we're 27, 6.
They're going to find out
what
states are screwing the taxpayers, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And guarantee you Vermont's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I read last night there's only like 12 or 13 states that require vehicle registration.
Yeah.
And people were saying, oh, for $10 or $15, what does it matter? And I'm thinking, $10 or $15? Not a year.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah,
so we actually got more, the 27,570.
We got the 27,579.82.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, a lot of federal funds have come to a screeching halt, and I don't like to assume that we'll get... Because anything that we don't get here...
Comes out of our money.
Yeah, we'll be short in the road.
Right. Correct.
We're theoretically not even, we don't control any of this income.
Not really, no.
So there's sort of no sense in discussing it from our end,
right,
other than comments, because we don't control it.
When we meet with Logan Perrin, mm-hmm, after town meeting, he gives us like the exact amount that we'll be getting this year. Just like the state hold harmless and pilot payment in lieu of taxes for like state land.
Mm-hmm.
They pay whatever they want instead of like getting a tax bill like a regular person and paying it.
Mm-hmm.
They pay what they deem appropriate.
Well, grants and aid in 24 was 12 grand.
It was supposed to be 16, right, Marla?
Yeah.
Do you know if we're looking at any grants this year?
I put in for it.
But then they said that other one didn't qualify for that, right?
Didn't qualify for that, and we met with the river management specialist and stuff, and he says, well, you know, for what you need to do here, and he went through all that, and he wrote up a proposal. He says, but you're not working in the brook, so you don't need my permission. So I don't know how the state's going to look at it, because if we don't need his signature on anything, and the way I wrote it up, I still put it in. I sent the information to Logan and had him submit it. So what it is down here,
like down toward Red Village Road?
Yeah, where it narrows in. He was calling it bottleneck, the brook was bottleneck right there, and we had to widen it some and do some more bank stabilizing. I don't know if there's a way we can get around doing some of it on our side instead of on the neighbor's side, but I had Logan put in for it anyway. Fingers crossed.
How long does it usually take to hear back?
A while. Mm-hmm. I think it's in the springtime because you can start work in July or something.
July as far as water is concerned.
But really, grant funds, I mean.
So,
you pay it out and get reimbursed
80%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should we just write this in as zero then and not assume anything?
So, if we do get it, the way I wrote the proposal up, our portion of it would be 14 and they would pay 40. If we don't get it, then it's zero. I mean, it's, and just because we get it, we don't have to use it. I mean, that we can see where we stand as far as the budget goes at that point. I don't know if you want to put extra in for it and hope that we get it, or just kind of roll the dice on this one. I'm not sure how they're going to look at it. They usually look at Kirby pretty favorably.
But if we put it in there and we don't get it, we're going to take it out of our money. Is that what that you just said?
Well, we don't have to do the job.
Right.
We would only do the job
if we get the grant.
Right. But if we get the grant and do the job, they pay 80%, so we would still be on the hook for $14,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't get the grant, we don't do the job, and we don't pay anything.
We don't pay anything. Yeah.
We'll just put it in, and it is what it is. If we get it, we get it. We do the job. If we don't, we don't. Right? That's the same with the state aid to highways, or that's different?
State aid to highways is our quarterly pay from the state for the miles of road that we keep.
Right. So we should put the same amount in as we did last year? I mean, they paid us more. Or do we go up some on that, or what?
For state aid to highways, I want to keep it at 25. Even though it could potentially be better.
Right.
But the grants, I don't know, because I feel like if we... I almost feel like I'd like to bump our road budget just a smidge in case we get it and need to cover it, but not count on the grant.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have to do the work. It's not mandated that we do it. I approached John. I said, this grant's coming up. Can you think of a section that we could use it on? And he said that when it's not, it wasn't Jaron that we met with. It was someone else that he had met with that said that this area could use some work.
Are you talking where they did all the guardrails already?
It's right where the river cuts in and bends back.
Yeah, and it, there's
they
one section
just to
that
get a hold of the landowner and see if they'd cut that off.
Right.
That's
well, that ain't
grind nickel.
There's one section
you can't
that's
put any
really,
more stone
really
in here anyway because you're gonna block the river off even more.
Really, really narrow. So I don't know. You know, on our side, there's not a lot to work with. But I don't know. I mean, if I said, if anything, if we approach him, you know, he had seen how it affects everything downstream. He might.
Ryan
Nichols.
And
yeah.
He is downstream.
He is downstream, and he was affected by it. The house that he lives in. So maybe he could give us a little piece to widen that section out.
I don't know if he can if everything's been put into land trust.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
I won't know until I ask the question.
Yeah.
Somebody told me he was quite ill, heart-wise.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's what...
Huh.
Totally
really?
Sort
too
of
bad.
Unofficial, but that's...
Anyway.
Yep.
Well, I'd probably just, I don't know.
You know,
you
and
do?
It was a really dry year when we were there, so there was like just a little trickle of water.
I mean,
so
we always could just leave it as is, and if we end up short on money, we could just use a little credit line to. I mean, I've had to scrape for money this year. I have to do it a little next year. I probably
can. Yeah. Okay.
But I just hate to budget in that we're getting $40,000 and not know that we're getting it.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's no guarantee that we get what we got last year.
Right.
See, this whole certain category doesn't make much sense.
No, it doesn't.
Not me either.
No, it wouldn't even bother.
So I would say for grants and aid, nothing.
Nothing, zero?
Yeah. Better roads, nothing. Just don't put in any
grants. I'm still back up on state aid to highways. Did we leave it at 25?
Yeah, we left that the same.
Okay.
Reappraisal fund, what is that?
I don't honestly even know what that is. It's
leave it the same then?
I'm supposed to be putting away money every year to go toward the reappraisal.
Yeah.
Do you know how much?
I don't.
There's a few quirky little things like this that I still don't know.
From what Wanda explained to me, the state gives so much money for the reappraisal and she puts it into the reappraisal CD.
Okay.
But I don't know how that comes to you. How that comes to you.
For the reappraisal. So it must be I need to open a new reappraisal CD.
So just leave that the same, you think?
Zero.
Or do you have to do a reappraisal to get the money?
Marla said that the state sends us money every year for it. And I do think they send us...
Yeah, and the towns are supposed to save it for when the reappraisal happens. So they're contributing some to our reappraisals.
Well, I might have missed this year.
So does that mean...
Yeah, and I don't know how it
they
comes
in. They gave us $3,000? They gave us
$2,900. I think all the state funds come the same way as like some random code number as an electronic.
Yeah, I know.
And you have to just
right?
figure it out.
I can't. Some of this I can't figure out.
You got a check for $2,983.50 from the state for reappraisal last year?
Must be.
She's shaking her head.
Budget anything in this category.
I did $2,983.50.
It came in March. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what'd you do with the years that it came in before that?
Probably put it in town miscellaneous income because I didn't know what to do with it. Or when Wanda was here, she probably handled the CD stuff.
Yeah.
So we don't have a reappraisal fund, is what you're saying, for the town.
Not right now, because we closed it last year to pay for the reappraisal.
Correct.
So this is.
But I can open another one.
This is the first payment that we didn't use.
Yeah.
So we just put the same on there?
Huh?
Just put the same?
I think so.
I don't know.
And in March we'll know.
Right.
If they send us anything.
Right.
Right. Zoning permits we always leave at 500. It was almost double that this year because Keith Gunnell, HP Login, put in like $500 worth of permits, but that's not an every year thing for sure. Like we hope.
So we can leave that the same, you think, or
500?
I'll leave it at 500. Yeah.
State homeless harm payment and pilot program. Mm-hmm. Might as well leave that the same because they paid us $484,897 more. So I don't know.
Leave it at
30. What does that go to?
Taxes.
Taxes.
What do you mean taxes? $34,897
went towards taxes.
Yeah, all that hold harmless and pilot, it all goes right into the tax.
So we put in that we get the same.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. Ooh, that one, I see it. Next year.
So when do we find out, with all these numbers right here that equal this amount, when do we find out all this information?
Through the whole year.
Through the whole year.
Mm-hmm. They drop this stuff whenever they want.
Records preservation.
So this one I don't really understand because...
We didn't get no money on it.
We're supposed to take the records preservation funds that we collect through the year and put them into the CD. But then we turn around and take $2,000 out of the CD and put it into the checking account to pay for like, the books and paper and that kind of stuff. Why do we do all that? It seems very redundant to me. It seems like if we just left that money...
Is it just so she can keep track? She used to keep track of it that way. That was her way of doing it. I don't know.
I don't know, but it would still be... It would still go through the records preservation account. It just seems like a lot of shenanigans. Mm-hmm. That amounts to nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And QuickBooks keeps track of all that.
Just like at the end of the year, and I didn't do this either, I'm supposed to take the interest from the cemetery account and put it into, or from the cemetery CD,
yeah,
and put it into the town checking. But like, why? If it's just a little bit of money that the cemetery is generating,
yeah,
why can't it just stay in the cemetery account?
Yeah.
I have lots of questions,
so. So what do we do on that? Zero or what? From records? Because you said it doesn't really make a lot of sense, or?
Well, I didn't move it this year.
Mm-hmm.
I would be okay with not moving it. I mean, records preservation. Let me look at how much we got in records preservation last year.
Well, we're going to have a significant issue with records preservation relatively soon.
Why?
Room.
Yes.
I don't see where that's full. Where do the records go?
I know.
Somebody going to sit here and
put my them on thought is digital. The only way we're going to be able to afford a little more storage is if we make up better on this FEMA reimbursement. And then we're going to have to, I don't know.
Do other towns or cities or whatever take all this book stuff? and turn it into computer records? I'm just asking.
It's
I
all
have no
it's
idea.
All already online, but as far as I know, you have to keep.
You have to keep it. I believe
the books can be smaller, but we would have to totally redo them. And we've had a company in here scan some of the books, and they did not do a good job. If you go back through, almost every record is missing the last page.
Because I know Wanda was in pressing everything up, and she was trying to find places to put stuff.
Right, but the books have to be in vaults because they have to be fireproof. You have to keep them until the end of time.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Which is records preservation is going to take a hell of a hit if we got to find another place to put a safe.
Right. I honestly think the best thing to do would be to pull that out and put in a walk-in.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what are you going to do? Put in another teeny tiny one here?
Yeah.
There's
the only thing we could do would be to upgrade onto the town garage.
Yeah. Insurance company won't
expand
let us
out. Expand it out and have a walk in vault.
I could leave about 4 inches of cement from it.
Yeah.
I think connected that way.
Yeah. I think the insurance company just doesn't want them connected.
I was
going to
say the well's right there, right?
Yep.
And the generator.
Behind John.
Yeah, we can't go that way anymore.
No. There's no more land out there unless Mr. Nichols changes his mind. Highly unlikely.
Well, there is plenty of room that way. We got an area around too. There's not a whole lot in, right? On off the end of the building. Be paying.
Yeah, but everything has to be accessible. Like, I mean, I guess if we moved something else out there.
Move the old stuff out. Well, I don't know. Still gonna move it out there, though.
We'd have to find out how close you can go to that garage. And you may end up putting a whole building all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
10 feet out or 12 feet out, the whole length of the building.
Yeah, because that porch is gonna be in trouble, so very much left of it.
So,
yeah, see how close you can get.
It all has to be handicap accessible.
Well, so
might
be beneficial to.
I wonder if there may be some kind of grant available for.
We can look into it.
Something to do with storage
we'll
space.
Yeah, take the roof off
for more communities.
Yeah,
that too.
But see, if we
too.
Go up, then we need an elevator because everything has to be handicap accessible.
It has to be, yeah.
Then these towns get bigger. The small places run out of the friggin' room.
Yeah. It don't get big.
Can't go that way.
People keep moving in.
Right.
There's septic is over there?
Yeah.
Think about how somebody on the septic.
Yeah.
Not good. Don't even bring that up.
No.
Oh, so last year's records preservation income was $2,280. And then you turn around and move 2,000. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It's always right about that $2,000.
Mm-hmm. To leave it the same?
I think so.
It's me. Now, what's the deficit? What's that?
So that is when I finish up with the town report, which I've not started yet, we'll have either surplus or deficit for the highway and the town, and I'll put those numbers in there.
Okay.
I don't have them yet, but.
I don't understand. Deficit is a plus?
No.
Deficit. Surplus is an overage, and a deficit is when you're in the negative.
So we're still 4,500 negative, theoretically. Bigger deficit there than there was surplus town. This whole category goes right by me.
And who determines all that in two numbers?
All the auditor's paperwork.
Yep.
All the budget stuff that the auditors look over.
So we don't even know. I mean, that's going to have to just...
No.
Yeah, I don't have that yet.
So shall we put to be determined? We'll put the same or what?
I wouldn't put the same.
Because we don't even...
We could put it as zeros for now, and then I can update it. Because this won't be our final budget
right.
anyway.
Won't be?
No. Because we don't know these numbers yet.
We did these twice?
It gets adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
But just this
we do
page.
This. We do this once, but then some stuff does get adjusted.
In any of these categories? All pages? In any of these categories get adjusted or just this? That last section?
Just that last section.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't adjust any of the
correct,
limits for the accounts, no.
So we'll go 0 and 0 for now.
Yep.
0 for highway, 0 for town.
And then we'll do interest from the cemetery.
I don't move that. I don't understand why we need to. If it's $25 a year, why don't we just leave it in the CD?
Okay.
So
can we take that right out of that?
Cross it out?
The whole thing.
Let's, yes.
I mean, eliminate the category?
Eliminate the category.
Okay.
And that just stay right there. That makes sense. But that's probably why we didn't do that.
And how about the from the surplus cemetery? What is that about?
That's
surplus we had left.
That's
from
whatever we would have left from last year, which
right.
is maybe $500.
$1,100 the year before.
Yeah, his mowing was cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
The mowing was cheaper. And, so we had $500 left over.
Mm-hmm.
Or $1,500. We have 1,000 miscellaneous. If we didn't pay Mike.
I paid out $3,450 last year.
And we had.
So we had.
And we had 35.
Right, we had $50.
Oh, so it was only $50.
Mm-hmm.
Do we even want to move that then, or just not include it?
No, don't even include it.
So we're crossing that right out? Is that what we're doing? Or just putting a zero?
Let's put a zero because some years there might be
right.
something worth doing.
I'm just going to leave there. Oh, way off.
So, with the figures we have here, the total amount to be raised by taxes would be $482,776.50.
Good
job. Say that again now.
There's one over here.
$482. She's adding these right here.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
No,
she did.
The total amount to be raised by taxes with these figures is $482,776.50.
Now, where did you... Oh, yep. She took this here. Must be an added... This here.
So I took that, the total budget, and subtracted these revenues.
Right.
To get that figure.
Okay.
And that could be more or less depending on what we have for highway and town surplus or deficit. Which hopefully I'll have this coming week.
So you did the total budget and then subtracted revenues.
Yes.
Where was that number last year at the 482? Or do you know that?
$18,000.
Yeah. Thank you. Let us know when you're
Okay. I definitely will need
you guys to come back and sign paperwork. Hopefully next week. I gotta get cranking on this. Well, how does... Yeah, so this number right here, we don't really know what this number is until we get this money here.
For sure.
For sure. So we can't set a tax rate until we go off this now.
Yeah, that give you a ballpark
figure.
Thank you. I feel like at the budget meeting last year, we did get an approximate tax rate, didn't we? But then it has to be adjusted after.
You still can, can't you? What's that?
I didn't.
Do you have a grand list figure now?
Not off the top of my head.
My question was, Jeff, she came up with this, subtracting this revenue, but we don't really know what our revenue is, so we don't really know
until
what
the number
is. Until we get
the list as info.
Until right. Then we'll know our tax rate somewhat close, right?
And then, like I said, you can get a ballpark figure right there.
Right.
So it could be 477, it could be
right.
492.
Right. I think the tax rate last year was what, 1.43? Is that too low? Yeah, I think it was, or something like that, or 1.57, something like that. I don't remember.
Well, this will just be the town rate.
Right.
Right, correct.
School will kill us.
Just the town rate last year looks like 0.465.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Yeah, 0.46, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're probably only looking at...
So the grand list is $978,015.
What's that mean? What are you saying?
She was asking.
So that's 0.50, which I think was our exact guesstimate from our first.
Okay.
Draft last year.
Okay.
For the town, 0.50.
Yeah.
Yeah, roughly.
May it go either way.
50 cents on a dollar.
So essentially, it's bumping around, not really changing much.
No.
It'll be your education tax.
4 cents, maybe.
Yeah, the school's going to kill you.
Right, that's what we're going
to... 12% more.
Yeah.
And they ain't determined. When will we find out about all that?
July.
July. Yeah.
After the meeting is in March.
Well, that's what we're voting on in March, is if we...
Approve the school budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or we approve something...
Statewide, you're saying...
Yeah, all the towns at town meeting, they vote on the school budget.
And if it gets voted down enough times, like,
yeah.
If it gets voted down, they make you hold the election again. I don't know how many times, but... So
that happened to quite a few towns, I think, this year. They had to keep re-voting.
If they can't get it to pass, it goes back to last year's budget, and they just have to make it work.
And unfortunately for us, we have school choice, so it's not like just one school system we're
dealing with,
yeah.
So essentially it sounds like we don't got nothing to do with it.
No. School?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
No.
Right.
No.
No, we got no control over that.
All we can do is this and the rest of it is pass it on.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I guess if you want to close it, Keith.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn the budget meeting.
Seconded it.
All in favor?
All right.
So moved.